God, what pedal is that?
Pedal Talk!
This is Pedal Talk.
All right, welcome to Pedal Talk. This is volume 2, and we have two guests today. From Real Estate, Martin Courtney the 4th, and Matthew Mondanelli the 3rd.
Hello.
Hello.
And you guys have brought a bunch of delay pedals, which is awesome. I'm very excited. We've got a Deluxe Memory Man, a Boss Space.
Roland Space Echo.
Roland Space Echo. And then you've also got the Boss Digital Delay.
Yeah.
The DD7. And then also a Holy Grail, which we had on our last show. An MXR Phase 90 and a Small Stone. So, gosh, I don't know where to start. let's start with the tour. You guys have been out on the road a bunch, and you've got another week about.
Yep.
Heading to Oxford tomorrow.
Yep.
And you played in Little Rock last night. How's it been going?
Really good.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's been pretty fun. Pretty you know, positive.
Yeah,
it's our first full U.S. tour.
Yeah, it's our first
completely.
Time.
All right, and so it went pretty well. We had a little bit of in Salt Lake City. Not that many people came out, and we showed up like 2 hours late to the show.
Yeah,
we didn't know that it started early, and we didn't get paid or anything, and we had driven like 12 hours to get there.
Right. Where were you before?
Well, actually, no.
No, we drove like 8 hours to get there, and then we had a 12-hour drive like that.
So we left.
Just played the show and left. So we were like out of the car for like
Washington,
2 hours.
Olympia, Washington.
Oh my
from
gosh.
Salt Lake City.
I mean, we had a bunch of long drives, but
yeah,
that's like, you know.
So cool. you cycled out through Salt Lake City and then went down the West Coast and then back through Arizona and.
Mm-hmm.
Nice. No van troubles.
Van troubles.
Yeah.
No.
Yesterday we got our new tire. In
yeah,
Dallas.
People kept telling us that it was like super bald and it was gonna like blow out. So we finally went for it. Yeah.
Good idea.
Sprang through the tire.
It's
like an all terrain tire. Like they didn't have like the right one, so it's like we had this one like really
different
badass
tire.
Looking like knobby tire. It's pretty cool.
One badass tire and the rest are, you know. Nice. Well let's you know, this show's about pedals. So
okay.
So let's talk about pedals. I'm really interested in the Roland Space Chorus, the Space Echo. So, tell me about
it. It's one of my favorite pedals, especially for recording.
Yeah.
You can use it, has great echo for vocals.
Uh-huh.
There's no hiss. It's not like the actual, it's not as nice sounding, I'm sure, or analog sounding as the actual Roland Space Echo machine.
Right.
It, like, has tape cartridges, but it's really good for guitar.
It sounds better than a lot of digital delays. Like, they do a good job of, like, making it not sound like super robotic and like clean, you know.
And it's a twin pedal, so you can change the speed of the echo, the rate of the echo, by tapping with your foot,
okay,
which is really nice.
You can also show them the like hurricane thing or whatever.
You can make
like
a crazy space echo sound, so you can make it.
Oh wow!
It like
and I
speeds
do that
up the like rate of
when
like
we play.
Yeah.
Just to do transitions sometimes between songs or in different parts of songs to add like a little sound effect.
You just add that.
Yeah.
And you get that. That's just from holding down the tap function.
Yeah.
And it grabs the signal and then it's rotating it up. And
yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, even if you don't play anything, I think it makes a sound.
It like it simultaneously like turns up the rate and the intensity.
Oh, wow.
That's pretty cool.
That's awesome.
I used to have that pedal too. It got stolen.
Yeah.
Like, along with a bunch of other stuff.
And it's got like all these different modes to like kind of recreate the different tape heads on the actual Space Echo.
Right.
Machine.
So what other modes are there? Which one do you use the most?
I use repeat number 4.
Uh-huh.
For some reason, I like it how it sounds the best. It sounds the clearest with my amp.
Right.
But I usually, like the way I play it is I have a really quick delay. So
right.
It's just a subtle echo sound to make it kind of sound like there's almost like two guitars.
Yeah, yeah.
Playing just to fill it out and stuff. And it makes it sound a little bit like underwater.
You can put on reverb, but I don't really like the reverb on
the pedal,
but that opens it up some more.
You
can do that a little more.
And there's all these just different, I don't know. The coolest thing I think are the repeats.
And
you could change the intensity of the echo up a bunch.
Right.
There's that. And then there's...
Right, yeah, right.
And it's just different.
It's just like the slower.
And then number four is my favorite.
It's just, that's like a weird one because it kind of like... It's not like a normal repeat. It's like do. It's
right,
like a rhythm
to it. It has a random. So that
like skips heads or something.
So the center that big. There's a green section on it, and that dial where you're going through your modes. That's the different mode settings.
Yeah.
So what are now? You've got six other dials on the left there. Some highlighted in a black section, some in a green. What are those? What are the differences between those
the
two?
The top ones that are black are bass, treble, and reverb volume.
Okay.
So it's got its own bass and treble, which I don't really use that much.
Right.
I kind of just leave them in the middle.
Right.
And the bottom is the one on the left is the repeat rate. So you can
change the...
Right.
You can have the slower, faster, and then the intensity is the one that, you know, it makes the echo really, really intense, so...
Oh yeah.
It's just like the length of like the decay, and then it's
yeah.
You know, I usually don't put the intensity up that high, and then there's the echo volume, which is the volume of the echo.
Yep. Right on. And then the thing's also great. It's got this like smiling LED thing that
yeah.
I guess that's
yeah.
your tempo.
Yeah, that's the know? Rate. And so you know,
right.
Tap it really fast or tap it really slow.
And it slows
down. And then
yeah.
it slows down so you can see it when you're playing and stuff.
No, and so what does the pedal on your left do? That's just on off?
Just on and off, yeah.
Okay, all right. Okay. That's great. That's an
my
awesome,
favorite thing.
Yeah, no, that's an awesome pedal.
People always get excited when I take it out of my bag of shows.
Do people
that are into pedals.
And, well, here's the question, and this is one of the reasons why we came up with this show. Do you get at the end of every show, hey, what pedal is that you're using?
Sometimes.
Sometimes.
Yeah. Sometimes people think it's like a vintage pedal and stuff because
right.
the way it looks, and I'm like, no, it's brand new, you know.
Yeah.
This is like the twin line of pedals. It's pretty new.
Right. But do y'all end up talking pedals with people?
Sometimes, yeah, definitely. Yeah,
not a ton.
Yeah. I don't know about you.
Not really.
A lot of people see the Memory Man. That's pretty popular.
Well,
yeah, it's kind
of
a newer
people
pedal.
People dig the Memory Man. It's like, you know.
Well, let's talk about the Memory Man now because I love the Memory Man.
Yeah.
What settings you usually... Do you use the chorus? Do you use the vibrato?
No, I kind of hate that.
Yeah.
Honestly, it kind of like... It takes your signal and like warbles it. Like it's cool like maybe when you're recording and like trying to do something crazy. Like
right.
I think I've used it like a couple times for that. But like live, I pretty much keep it on the same thing. Like which is just like a quick like delay. Like a Creedence style, you know, like...
Yeah.
And then like that mixed with reverb is like pretty much my like default... I have that on like the entire time we play.
Right.
I don't know. It's for the same reason that he has the delay. It's just kind of like fills it out a little bit, makes it sound like more than two guitars.
Yeah.
So when we play together with just like, it kind of like really makes a big sound. Like
makes
maybe,
a wide.
Yeah.
Right. Do y'all have, I don't know, does that ever work against you sometimes? Is you're both running delays? Does it ever sort of, you know?
No, I mean, we just kind of like
so,
I guess
sometimes
it can be kind of
this
weird.
One doesn't sound as like I want it to. I can't get it to sound like I want it to.
Yeah.
Right.
And like
it sounds a little bit tinny or
right.
there's like too much of a slapback that I don't like.
Right.
I really like the subtle slapback.
Yeah.
So it's not too, it doesn't ring off in like an intense kind of way.
Right.
Like
and hold that. Over maybe when you're changing chords or something.
Mm-hmm.
And then
yeah.
You've got that. But so yeah, you just use that Memory Man then kind of like in a, as a reverb. It's a quick.
Basically like reverb. Yeah. It's just like there all the time. And like, I don't know. Yeah, I used to have the Memory Man or the Space Echo,
uh-huh.
and like, I really dug it. And then I was like, when that got stolen, I was like, well, maybe I should just go for like a straight like analog like delay pedal. So I got that to try it, and like,
right.
I've stuck with it. But I mean, I also got the digital delay that Matt's been using, like the DD7, as like kind of because that's got like an analog setting on it too.
Right.
Because I record a lot of vocals through
right.
delay and like. I really don't like the way the Memory Man sounds vocals.
Right.
Kind of like muffles them because it's, I don't know, I guess because it's analog or something, so.
Yeah, there is sort of like a low boost or something to the Memory Man.
Yeah.
That's kind of weird.
Actually, I use it a lot, though, just for the, like, the level, like, the overdrive that it has on it. Like,
uh-huh.
I'll, like, boost the signal of, like, an SM58 through it. Like, I use it as a preamp all the
right.
time when I'm recording because I don't have a good real preamp.
Right.
But yeah, I think like vocals sound better through a digital delay. It's
right.
a little bit cleaner,
a little
sounding.
Crisper, and
yeah.
Well, we'll come over and talk about the digital delay and the Phase 90 here in a sec. Is there something on the album that would be good to play right now as an example of maybe either the Memory Man or the... Did y'all use these when you were recording?
Yeah.
Did you have the Memory Man then?
Yeah.
And you had the Space Echo?
Yeah.
Okay.
I think either like track 2 or track 9 both have like track 9, like Let's Rock the Beach has like some good...
What about Atlantic City?
Oh yeah, Atlantic City is good too, yeah.
You want to play Atlantic City? Which one is that?
It's track 5.
Okay, and we'll play that and then we'll come back and talk more about delays. We should be talking pedals.
Okay.
back up and cover that. I'm fascinated by
okay.
that.
Okay. Well, let's go back. Yeah, we were just talking analog tape. And so some of the stuff you recorded in Pro Tools, but you're saying also you had...
One track on the record is Pro Tools, and then all other nine is on different tape machines.
Okay. Yeah. Like, that song we just listened to is on the Tascam, like, MSR-16. It's like a half-inch reel-to-reel.
Right.
And
on.
Then, like, some of the other songs... Fake Blues was done on a 4-track, but like, and then we re-recorded it on the 16-track, but we ended up liking the 4-track version better, so we kept that. And then
recreate it.
Yeah.
And then like the same thing with I think the third song, Suburban Dogs, was like, we also recorded that on the 16-track, but then we ended up using an 8-track version because we just liked it better.
Like cassette 8-track.
Yeah, like cassette 8-track.
Tascam like machine that, you know, has 8 different tracks on a cassette.
Yep. Yeah. 488 or something.
Yeah, Tascam 488.
That half-inch 16-track, nobody's still manufacturing those, right?
No, but they're pretty, like, readily available. I mean, it's like, you can get, like, the whole thing for maybe, like, $1,000, and you get, like, the board and...
Right.
I don't know. People sell them on eBay pretty frequently.
Right on. And so did y'all do that all at home or in rehearsal space? Or is the whole album y'all recorded everything? Or
yeah, it was mostly... like the 16-track was at our friend's house, the 8-track we did at my house, I think, and then 4-track was somewhere else. And
right.
Yeah, so like different places, but nothing in a studio.
Right.
But that's just because we couldn't afford it. I think it would be cool if we could have.
We didn't know a studio to use, really.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right. Well, cool. Well, and also we were saying on that track, you can hear the space echo right there in the top.
Yeah.
You want to demo that
I'll demo it
whoosh again.
Well, that's a little different.
I've never heard that one.
I love that.
It's
that's
really
so cool. But also, y'all have got a couple phaser pedals.
Yeah.
Modulation effects. So how much do those come in when you're using them? Just here and there for color, or do you run them a lot?
He uses his, like... a little bit in every song, I think.
Yeah.
The difference between the Small Stone and the MXR Phase 90 is that his, like, boosts his signal.
Right.
The MXR boosts the signal. Whereas mine, it kind of cuts it sometimes. So, like, sometimes I'll be playing, you know, and it'll go to its, like low tone.
Right.
And then it'll get a little bit too quiet. You won't be able to, and I play lead, so you won't be able to hear my lead sometimes.
Yeah, I kind of use mine as just like, I don't know, like, I guess to add color at certain parts of the songs, right. And like, I kind of like the way it sounds when you're strumming, and it's like really, it's like kind of like in, it's like really in your face, like in, but like, I just think it's kind of cool, like it kind of, especially live, like you don't usually hear bands using phaser like that intensely, so it's kind of like,
yeah,
it adds like a mysterious other element to the simplicity of our songs.
And it also, I think, makes the guitars kind of blend together in a weird way, like the same way that the delay, or a different way than the delay does, I guess, like.
Well, all these things sort of wash your guitar sounds, you know?
Yeah.
And,
are you always running your phasers with your delays on?
I leave this on the whole time.
You leave that on the whole time?
Yeah, I never play it straight.
The Space Echo stays on all the time, and you and the Memory Man stays on the whole time.
It's kind of like a filter that I use, you know?
Yeah.
That's what I consider it, pretty much.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. Mm-hmm. Let's hear a little of the Phase 90 some more, too.
Kind of like a, I also use it like whenever I play like a lead part, like
right.
Or like not. We usually in certain songs we'll play like leads together, like
right.
We'll both kind of like go on like tangents, and then like I think we both use the phaser at that point, or I know I do, and I don't, sometimes I'm not sure what, if you do. Or not.
And like you said, you get a little boost out of it too.
So that's good. It's like for it's the lead part. Pretty like, I kind of at first like it kind of threw me off the fact that it boosted the signal, but like.
Right.
I don't know. I mean, all these pedals, like, I kind of, like, have learned to just live with their, like, quirks, sort of, like, and, like, I just, like, kind of embrace, like, whatever's weird about them, but...
Yeah, yeah.
Well,
and that one, too, is basically one switch and one dial.
Yeah.
I guess that dial on the top...
I keep it on, like, a slow, like, about, like, you know, at 9 o'clock or something, because, like,
right.
When you turn it up higher... It gets a little wacky sounding. It's like,
it's because that's the speed.
It's, and so yeah, it's the speed of the like.
Oh yeah.
It's kind of like, you know.
Mine does
goofy.
The same thing.
Right. Yeah. It's
so
just,
like, it's
like
better on like a slower like.
Yeah.
Phase.
Slower. Yeah. Yeah.
So it's almost like kind of barely there, but it's definitely there when especially like when everything's super amplified and stuff. It's like, you know, it's pretty audible.
Yeah. Well, and let's hear a little more from the small stone too. And that's the same thing too. It's one switch, one dial, and you've got it kind of on a slow.
Yeah.
What does that switch do though? That like
it changes like the direction of the phase. So I just had it on like I think. This one's a lot less intense.
Right.
And then when you turn it up to this, it goes like.
Right. That's a lot wider.
Yeah. A lot wider. The thing that I don't like about this is that when it gets to its like lower phase rate or like phase tone part on my Fender Deluxe amp, it sometimes can just sound so low that it's crunchy.
Oh right, huh?
A little bit too of a bass tone, but
right.
On nice amps like this one, it sounds great.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's awesome. Now, what was that switch? What are the things on it?
Well, this is.
Oh, it's a color
switch.
It's
a color switch, yeah.
Right.
See, you can really not hear it. It's like a little bit more in the background there.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah.
And then you switch back.
Yeah, it's a little...
Starts to bring it forward.
Oh, yeah. So what attracted y'all to phaser pedals? Like you said, that's not something people use a lot.
On the couple Led Zeppelin songs that use phaser on the drums.
Yeah.
And it sounds awesome. So awesome. Like the tone of the drums, and like they must have like a phaser rack unit that's like analog that they use or something like
right.
that. But we used phaser on some drums on the drum tracks on our record too a little bit.
Right.
We tried to put phaser on one song, track number 9, we put phaser on like everything pretty much. Yeah.
A lot of the guitar tracks. Really.
So there's tons of different phases going on in each track. It sounds kind of cool.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And were you running the pedals, or were you using something in the...
No, we used the pedals. Like, we used the pedal.
Use it, wow.
Yeah.
And do you have any other phasers that are not with us today?
No.
No.
Well, I have like a really bad Korg multi-effects pedal that has phaser on it.
Right.
Like different phaser things, but it's really cheesy and thin sounding.
Yeah.
Like a cheap multi-effects pedal with like 112.
But even that
presets.
In its own way is like pretty awesome.
Yeah, I bet it's got its own good weird thing in there somewhere.
Yeah.
I don't know. Like, I feel like just I'm more attracted to effects that are, like, sort of just mess with the signal rather than, like, or, like, kind of are more subtle than, mm-hmm. like, I used to have a tremolo, which also got stolen, but I used that for a while, and, like, I don't know. I like that on, like, lead parts and stuff.
Right.
It like, anything that, I don't know, we don't really use distortion that much.
Yeah, I was going to say, you don't really, it's interesting.
Most bands that come in here have distortion pedals.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, especially guys that are playing leads want, you know, yeah. use a full tone or something, some kind of boost.
We do, like, know. One song where, like, I switch on, like, the overdrive on my amp.
Right.
Because I play, like, slide the whole time. And
yeah.
Then I, like, lower the phase and then have the or lower the delay and then have the phaser on, so it's kind of like but it sounds better when it's distorted, I guess, like, yeah. slightly distorted, you know, like it's on like one, the drive is on like one,
right.
but it just kind of boosts the signal a little bit and kind of like, but I just think like slide through delay sounds really, really cool.
Oh yeah,
it's like really like,
and through phaser too. Is that on the album too, that song where you play slide?
Not the particular song that we play live, but right. on on Black Lake we do there's like a part where it's like double slide guitar, like
okay.
with delay, and I think it sounds really, really cool.
Well, let's listen to that. And is there phaser too on it, or is it just probably slide and delay?
That was pre-phaser.
Well, let's hear that.
Sure.
Black Lake by Real Estate.
Echoes came over those drifts.
Okay, we're back. And that song was
Black Lake.
Black Lake on your new record, which is titled Real Estate, and it just came out November 17th. Mm-hmm. You can get this on Amazon and iTunes, right? And it's Woodsist.
Woodsist is the label.
Okay. And so are they, can you get it on their website too? Or?
Yep.
Okay.
Yeah. You get it straight from them.
Okay.
It's also on InSound.
It's on InSound. Awesome. Awesome. Well, the one pedal we haven't covered too now is the Digital Delay DD7, which, let's hear it.
I only use it on one setting.
Yeah.
And that's the modulate setting. And it's just to make the leads sound a little bit brighter and come out.
Right.
And it adds a little bit of a vibrato, I think.
Mm-hmm.
It just like it warbles the signal. It's like a weird setting, but it sounds cool.
And you can, I think you can hear the difference, that being a digital versus these other ones that are modeling an analog.
Yeah.
Show them the analog setting though, like, because there's an analog setting on there that's actually pretty good. Like, but like you can tell the difference between like.
Yeah.
Yeah, it sounds a lot more like the Space Echo.
Yeah, yeah. It's brighter. Or maybe you just switched pickups. No.
Nope.
But I only use it on the warp or modulate setting, I think. And
and just for that's one solo.
Just for a couple solos, right. And songs, just to bring it brighter. Because I don't use distortion. We don't use distortion. So
right.
This delay, like, I turn the volume up a bunch to make it stand out.
Yeah. What guitarist do you guys like? I mean, it's, you know, you really like clean sounds. And I saw that The Clean would be one that...
Yeah. We used to cover one of their songs.
Really?
Yeah. I don't know, like, I guess, like, our guitar influences come from, like, Yellow Tango.
Yeah.
So we're from New Jersey.
Yeah, oh yeah, Ira Kaplan.
That band, The Feelies.
Mm-hmm.
Galaxy 500. They're
definitely
really clear.
Definitely Galaxy 500.
Yeah.
Sounds, like, a lot of indie bands that use clean guitar sounds.
Like, Grateful Dead do, like, a lot of cool phaser stuff.
And, yeah.
Like, their guitar lines kind of, like, work together really well.
Yeah, and a lot of single string stuff.
Yeah,
a lot of y'all are playing parts a lot, not just chordal stuff.
Yeah, you know? The solos that I play in the band are all written out, like, or like I memorize them. I play
right.
them the same.
Yeah,
part, same.
But
right.
then we also jam sometimes too. But it's like our
very
songs,
infrequently.
Like, yeah, like we like to think that we like jamming and like it's fun, you know. But it's like usually, especially on tour, it's like every night we just play the songs that we know, but then like sometimes we'll like go into like, you know, like we'll work songs together.
A bass line will be
like play a song and
played,
then it'll
and
like
then
go
we'll
into a jam
over.
And then go
right.
into another song and like we try to like pretend we're a jam man a little bit.
Pretend fake jam.
Yeah.
Well, I'm not gonna ask you to jam right now, but would you guys play? Is there something you could play just the two of you?
Yeah, sure.
Should I sing too?
Do you want to sing?
Can?
Yeah.
I mean, if we're gonna play a song, then sing. I mean, this isn't really like... Okay, whatever.
What are y'all going to do?
Fake blues.
Fake blues. All right.
Which
great.
Is like...
Number six.
Number six.
On the record.
Simple,
first song on the B-side.
Okay. Hold on. All right. This is Fake Blues by Real Estate.
From my own.
though I'm far more accident prone.
Awesome.
Sounds a lot different with bass and stuff.
Drums.
No, that was great. That was awesome. Man, thank you. And yeah, that was the Memory Man and the Space Echo.
That's
and,
pretty much. And then sounds great. Just both amps coming through that.
I know. Two guitars and one amp. That sounded great.
Definitely.
You know. And then you hit the digital delay there at the end too.
Yeah,
the 87
that's
came.
Usually
in.
What I do.
Yeah. That's awesome. So. Y'all are getting ready to go home. You got another week. You got shows, and then you're gonna take a break, and then you're headed to Europe in January.
Yep.
Is that what you said?
Like January, like 25th or something. 24th. We're going to the UK, and we're doing UK dates, including like Glasgow or Scotland, and then we go to we fly to Amsterdam, and then we go mainland Europe until about February 19th.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's great. Anyone else you're touring with, or is it just you guys?
No. I don't really know yet. I don't think we're touring.
We're doing
with
some
band.
Shows with other bands, but we're not sure yet.
Right.
We have a booking agent in the UK that is setting it up for us, and so like trying to get good shows going on over there through him.
That's awesome. And is the record out over there, or is it?
It's out in the US, but I mean, everyone over there can get it.
Right.
We haven't had any offers to re-release it. Really,
we don't have like a UK label or anything.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I think you can order it
easily.
It costs a little bit more money.
It's just not like distributed over there.
Right. Well, that's great, man. Y'all are. And then more touring in the U.S. probably in the spring.
Yeah, we're gonna go back to Austin for South by Southwest, and
we're gonna tour down there with we're gonna tour down there with this band Woods.
Okay,
also
yeah.
From
who are
Brooklyn.
The band that got the lead singer of that band put out our record? He does Woods Sist Records.
Yeah, he runs that label.
Okay. And is he someone y'all know from New Jersey?
Yeah, he lives in Brooklyn.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, they're all based in Brooklyn.
I kind of met him like in this past year, I guess through Matt, but like through just playing music and stuff in Brooklyn, kind of like met him that way.
Yeah.
But psyched to play with that band. They're kind of a similar vibe to us, but they go a different way.
They're a little bit more country.
They're like a little bit more like woodsy or like earthy sort of, you know, like I mean, but it's true, like they have this vibe that's like a little bit more almost like hippied out than us, but like we're more spacey, they're more like I don't know, but
right,
it's I think
we're more clean and spacey, they're more dirty and rural.
Yeah.
But we live in the outside of the city and they live in the city.
Right.
Which is kind of a funny
that's funny thing. Yeah, that's odd. Well, who do you find yourself playing with when you're out? Who are you getting paired with? Is more like hippie bands or more like kind of
Basically. A lot of indie rock bands.
A lot of indie rock bands.
Mainly indie rock bands. That's pretty much every single show we've played.
Right.
We just toured with this band Girls that are like, you know, straight up like pop indie rock band. So I mean, and even them, it's like we have kind of similar ties to them.
They
too,
use Phaser
like,
too.
They use Phaser, yeah. And like
the
a lot of reverb and like tremolo and stuff. Like
right.
You know, like although they do like kind of rock out sometimes too. They use distortion sometimes.
Right.
But
they have a lot more pedals than us.
Yeah, they have a ton of pedals.
Well, you know, and maybe when y'all come back through, you might have some new pedals.
Hopefully.
When you go to Austin, so maybe we could have you back on.
That'd be great.
See how you've updated your pedal.
Yeah,
for sure.
Pedal stuff. That would be cool.
That'd be really cool.
This has been great. Y'all are awesome.
Thank you so much.
Thanks. No, thanks for coming really on.
Awesome. Play on the show.
Yeah, no, it's great meeting y'all and talking delay pedals.
Right.
I love it.
This is cool. It's a cool idea for a show.
Well, thanks.
It's awesome.
Thanks. Do we want to play something off one more thing? Play us out off your new record and remind everyone it's out now.
Sure.
Real Estate.
You want to pick one, Matt?
Why don't we play Green River?
Green River?
Yeah.
Right on. This is Green River by Real Estate. Talk. We've been here with Real Estate with Martin and Matthew. You can send us our feedback at pedaltalk@gmail.com. Thanks.